Is the United States Postal Service attempting to push the mail system out of business? The inflation numbers came out today and what they mean for you. Elon Musk has said it hurt, but he's fired about 80% of Twitter staffers. During the pandemic, Purell, the hand sanitizer, was in hot demand. In fact, it was one of the hottest brands on the market. Today, the company is looking to sell. Goldman Sachs and the Fed made the news. Bud Light loses $3 billion in market value, and we'll share why. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Max is now the thing for streaming, or so it would seem. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. Want to follow us on Twitter? We're there. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Hey, remember when a stamp for a letter was under 20 cents or 40 cents or 50 cents? In the past 4 years, the price of a first-class stamp has increased by a whopping 32% if the new request to bump the first-class rate from 63 cents to 66 cents is passed. CNN is reporting that first-class mail is becoming a smaller part of the Postal Service's business because of online communication. The number of individual letters sent each year has fallen by about half in the past decade. And continued rate increases will move more and more folks to find alternative methods of communication. One area that can't do much about this, these costs anyway, are magazines and sales flyers, which is, by the way, about all we get at our offices. The Consumer Price Index, a closely watched gauge of marking inflation, it's out, and it appears month-over-month inflation has dipped once again. Annual inflation dropped in March for the ninth consecutive month, and for the first time since September of 2020, grocery prices fell on a monthly basis. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that prices rose 5% for the 12 months that ended in March. That's down from 6% in February. Annual CPI plunged to its lowest rate since May of 2021, helped by year-over-year comparisons. The index, which measures price changes over time for a basket of goods, ticked up 0.1% from February as compared to a previous 0.4% increase. Shelter costs, you know, like where you live, which tend to reflect lagging data, were the largest contributor of the monthly gain, offsetting sharp declines across energy categories, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The food at home index dropped by 0.3% for the month, helped by lower prices for eggs, which, by the way, fell by nearly 11%, and fruits and vegetables down by 1.3%. The broader food category was unchanged for the first time since November of 2020. Economists were expecting an annual increase of 5.2% and a monthly gain of 0.2%. However, that wasn't the way it went. It was lower. How all of this will impact the central bank and their continued rate increases, we will have to wait. But remember, their target for inflation is just 2%. You know, when you pay $44 billion to control Twitter, how do you hope to see a positive return on your investment? Maybe by firing or laying off 80% of your staff. This week, Elon Musk told the BBC in a rare interview that he has roughly 1,500 employees at Twitter, down from 8,000 when he acquired the social media platform. After initially offering to take over the company back in April of 2022, he then attempted to get out of the deal, citing concerns over how many bot accounts it had. He has since radically overhauled Twitter, firing top executives, slashing jobs, and enacting new policies on how user accounts are verified or labeled. It has been a wild ride. Since then, Twitter is now roughly breaking even, and advertisers are starting to return to the platform, is what he told the BBC. Musk also pledged to reverse the label applied to the British broadcaster from government-funded to publicly-funded after the BBC objected. The Dow snapped a four-session win today, and we'll share what happened when we get to those numbers in just a bit. And oil was kind of flat. We'll tell you about that as well. Purell, one of the hottest brands on store shelves during the pandemic, is part of a family-owned company named Gojo. Well, now the family wants to sell and is looking for a buyer. MarketWatch is reporting that Gojo has hired JPMorgan Chase & Company to run an auction. Gojo has about $1 billion of annual sales and could be valued at around $3 billion if there's a deal, according to the report. The process is in early stages, and bankers are focusing on selling the business to other companies rather than to private equity firms. Purell hand sanitizer became one of the scarcer and most valued brands on shelves during the pandemic as people sought products to protect against infection. Remember those days? Now you can find it. And they want to sell. Goldman Sachs has said in a memo that it no longer expects the Fed to post up another interest rate increase this June, and that is a rare departure from most other Fed watchers. Reuters is reporting that Goldman Sachs had previously expected consecutive rate hikes at both the Fed's May and June meetings. However, economists led by Jan Hatzius said in the research note they still expect a rate hike in May. Outrage over TikTok influencer and transgender celebrity Dylan Mulvaney, who's promoting Bud Light, has, well, a financial cost to it. Radar Online is reporting that Anheuser-Busch's share price has dropped to $64.96 in the past 5 days, depleting $3 billion in total from the company's market cap in the wake of Mulvaney's partnership, which was announced on April 1st. Kid Rock boycotted the brand in a gun-toting video showing him shooting up cases of Bud Light, propped up against a table while sending a clear and concise message to Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch. Country star Travis Tritt, he joined the critics in expressing his outrage in a series of tweets, revealing he would be removing all related products from his hospitality tour rider. Meanwhile, Howard Stern on his broadcast says he just doesn't get it. Quote, "If you want to be a woman, be a woman. If you want to be a dude. Just be kind and don't hurt people." End quote. About Kid Rock, he said, quote, "He's made a name for himself. I know him, and I'd like to invite him on the show so he could explain why he is so upset that he would blow up a can of Bud Light. I just don't get it." End quote. Neither do we. Well, the Dow snapped a four-day win streak today as recession fears gripped investors. Never mind that inflation is slowing. The Dow sank by 38 points in the final 2 hours of the trade, ending the day at 33,646. The NASDAQ fell by 102 points to close at 11,929, and the S&P 500 fell by 16 points to finish the trade at 4091. Oil traded flat today at $83.26 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the new hybrid Max. Warner Brothers Discovery pulled back the curtain on its forthcoming streaming service, which will be called Max. Conceived as a competition to Disney Plus and Netflix, the new streamer will launch on May 23 and feature highbrow HBO hits like Succession and The Sopranos, alongside Discovery's Meat and Potatoes reality fare. It's a critical milestone for the recently merged Warner Media and Discovery, which needs a profitable service to help pay down $50 billion in debt. Losing the HBO in the name turns it from being a premium viewing option to an anything-you-want-to-watch option. That's according to the New York Times. Max will retain HBO Max's current pricing, which will range from $10 to $16 a month. It will also introduce a $20 plan that encompasses 4 concurrent streams and 100 offline downloads. So in your spare time, you got any? Enjoy something new on the 23rd of May. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Jap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the business news hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.